Thomas and I'm 8 years old and I live in London. Right now I am in the Tate Modern and I'm right in front of this little circle which is full of wheelchairs. The wheelchairs are green, orange, yellow and red, which are spinning around. I think that it looks very nice and that I would have not had the idea of doing that because it's very hard to have the idea. I think that it is a very good idea and that for people in wheelchairs it encourages them that they can still do art, like one of the great artists, which I forgot his name, who did amazing paintings. I really like it because it really inspired me that I could draw even though I had a problem, and even though I don't have one. And I really like to see colourful art things because, I mean, I've never come upon something like this before. I think that the person has a lot of intelligence. I mean, not intelligence, but it should have taken it a long time for it to have the idea of doing that, because obviously I don't think that anyone would have had the idea. It's very nice, very colourful. It looks very fun. And as I said, it really should encourage the people that are in the wheelchairs to know that they can still paint, however, because even though they are in wheelchairs, because this is fun, and painting and art is fun, lots of fun. I am also from this massive poster, which is full of drawings and words and full of things that that every child from every country from anywhere can have a chance to add up this poster. It's very big. It's got lots of sellotape, colourful sellotape, and it's got lots of words to describe the drawing. I was really fascinated the first time I saw this because it was really nice, and first I didn't want to go in at all because I thought that I wasn't allowed in and I was pretty shy, but now I tried to go in as much as I can. The poster is actually very big and I've done a few drawings on there. There's blue tack, white tack, there's a lot of things. It is a lot of fun to you can just draw whatever you want, faces, scribbles, because anything will make the poster bigger and make the kids in one place, because there's also things that they've put in up there to encourage kids that they can be a drawer, because it's got lots of things to do and it describes things very well. You don't have to do it about drawings, you can also do it about anything. For example, some people with tunnel jump, which is quite funny. Some people have written lots of things to encourage kids to draw. There is white tack too, which you can make little 3D shapes and stick onto the poster. It is really nice and I enjoyed taking part of this poster. It's still up here. Hopefully that if you ever come here, it will still be here so that you can take part in it, because there's not that much things on one end and I think that everyone could take part in this if they wanted to. There is also this place where you can draw what you see out of the window here. So some people have drawn buildings, which there's lots of buildings, but some people have drawn rain if it's rainy, and I really like doing that because it really it helps me see well in my house. I can just look out of my window and see what I would like to do. I find it this place very nice because not only kids can take part, but groups can as well. It's a very fun place. There's plenty of activities, and I really, really recommend for people to come here. It's a very nice place, and all the people here are very nice, encouraging you and being very nice. You can ask any grown-up that works here a question, and they'll have a go at answering it, because if you want to find something out, you don't have to be shy. If you want to find some out, you have to be brave and ask the person what you actually think that you want to know, and the person, that adult that works here, will try their best to find out the right solution that you think will be good for you. And don't be shy if you still don't understand it, because they just won't want to understand it very well. It's full of helpers here. There's not that much people actually, and I really, really encourage, as I've said again, to make people come here. It's right next to a cafe. I mean, seriously, it's just really good. It's so much fun. I mean, at first I didn't even want to come to the Tate Modern. Here I'm stuck and I don't want to get out, so it's going to be quite hard to leave the Tate Modern behind today, but it's a really nice place right here. I really, really like it. I encourage every person that has a chance to come to the Tate Modern to come, because you could get hours here in this little, it's not that little, it's actually quite big, place. In this little certain place of the Tate Modern, there's lots of activities that you can do, so not just seeing the art, you can make your own art.